Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1-cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, the Americas Report, the New World Report. I welcome my colleagues, Alejandro Pina Esclusa, a Venezuelan writer and geopolitical commentator. He's in Europe. And Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. He's in Africa. We're looking at the headlines out of the Americas, which are tumbling around elections, either imminent, happening right now, or this year. Gentlemen, I begin with not an election item, but one pointing to the November polling in Honduras, a small country that's part of the Northern Triangle that has been in the news on and off over the years, but not in a positive way. I wanted to speak well of Honduras because the people of Honduras, the evangelical churches, and some of the recognized Episcopal churches put together a march with blue and white colors of the country, umbrellas, flags, T-shirts, in the largest city, Tegucigalpa, the capital, but other cities as well, marching for transparency and peace. And that points to the fact that we're not dealing with countries that are dominated by cartels of narco-terrorism. Those are a small number of people. The general population wants to resolve all these conflicts and vote November 30th honestly. So with that in mind, credit Honduras. I go to the situation in Bolivia. Alejandro, I start with you because Bolivia has been under the shadow of the left of center for quite some time, represented by the corrupt and dangerous Evo Morales. But the Bolivian vote went forward in a surprising fashion. What surprised you about the vote? This is the first round. There'll be a second round. Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thank you very much for inviting me, John. Well, the first thing is that this is the end of a 20-year hegemony of the left of the Sao Paulo Forum, and particularly of Evo Morales, who is a corrupt man and who is related to Nicolas Maduro and to the Cuban dictatorship and the Nicaraguan dictatorship. So this is the end of this era. And the second surprise is that the son of President Jaime Paz, former president, his name is Rodrigo Paz, went to go to the second round together with Jorge Tuto Quiroga, who also is going for the second round. He was a former president of Bolivia. Both of them are right-wing candidates, and it's very interesting that the final round will be between those two candidates, right-wing, and also very interestingly that the left altogether, all the left candidates, they obtained less than 15% of the votes. So Rodrigo Paz said yesterday after the election, this vote is not only for a change of president, a change of government. This vote reflects the will of the Bolivian people for a change of a system. They want a different system. So it's a new era for Bolivia, and it coincides with the presidency of Donald Trump. So this favors a new environment in Latin America where the left is being defeated and the right is growing increasingly.
Does it surprise you, Alejandro, this two right-of-center candidates? Did you expect that?
Well, according to the polls, I did expect that the left was going to be defeated, but I thought, according to the polls, that the other candidate was going to be an entrepreneur whose name is Samuel Doria Medina. But no, he arrived, I believe, fourth. So the polls were mistaken here. The polls didn't even mention as a possible winner Rodrigo Paz. So from being in the fourth or fifth place, He arrived in the first place, even with more votes than Jorge Tuto Quiroga. But again, for people who think democratically, the important thing is that Bolivia has recovered its democracy.
Ernesto, I recall a trip by Lula da Silva to visit the present president of Bolivia, I think, sometime earlier this year or late last year. And as at the time, I remember thinking that Lula was putting Bolivia under his wing. Is this a setback for Lula, the vote in Bolivia?
Hello, John. Yes, definitely it's a setback for Lula. Lula was instrumental, together with Venezuela's Hugo Chavez, in bringing Evo Morales to power back in the beginning of the century, 2005, I think. The current president is politically, let's say, a descendant of Evo Morales, although they got totally estranged lately, although both remain, of course, in the left wing. Brazil under Lula and most of the time, which has been most of the time since 2005, has been, a cornerstone of supporting the whole regime that Evo Morales brought about. Because the problem with those governments, it's not only that they're left-wing, it's that they are linked to organized crime, they are linked to projects of dismantling democratic checks and balances and other issues. So they're not only governments, they changed the regime, they changed the way politics is done, they concentrate power outside of their constitutions. So that was the project of Evo Morales and Luis Arce after him. So, it's a totally setback, not only for Lula, for the whole project of establishing that sort of power in Latin American countries through those mechanisms of linkage to organized crime, linkage to terrorism. Hezbollah is totally active in Bolivia, by the way, as we have mentioned before in your show. So that's the project to dominate through non-constitutional means under a facade of democracy. I think in Bolivia, this illness was not too developed, and Bolivian people is now able to, health agents to drop this sort of politics. It's not going to be easy, I think, because they control a lot of informal power in Bolivia, the left wing, not only formal power. But I think it's definitely a ray of hope coming of a country which is the geographical heart of South America, but could also be the heart of this sort of retaking, not of the right wing, but of real democracy in the region.
There is additional news in Brazil today. The Supreme Court has declared that Bolsonaro's coup trial, this is the previous president, Jair Bolsonaro, will start on September 2nd, forcing the issue right now about the confrontation between members of the political class, the U.S. Congress, claiming that the lawfare is being used against Bolsonaro is unacceptable to the United States and to the Trump administration and to Congress. Are you surprised by the September 2nd date? It looks like they're rushing this, Ernesto.
Yes, John, they're rushing this, definitely, too. They want to give the signal. I mean, the justices in the Supreme Court and their allies in the executive, Lula and his people, they want to give the sign that and pass the message that they're not afraid of Trump. They're not afraid of the Magnitsky law implemented against the Moraes, the judge who is heading the case. So I think they are doubling the doubling the bets, right? In the poker game, right? They're constantly doubling it to see how far President Trump would go in his support for Bolsonaro. This, of course, was going to be tragic for the country, or probably. But I think they want to create the established fact to they're going. they're certainly going to sentence President Bolsonaro to jail for a long time. They want to create this as a fait accompli, and then maybe negotiate with the United States on top of already that fait accompli. They're kind of invading the space of justice in Brazil so that later they can negotiate this against, I don't know, what kind of concessions they have in mind. I don't think they know Trump enough to know what he's capable of and how far he'll go to defend not Bolsonaro as a friend, but real democracy in Brazil.
Alejandro, I'll come to you for an item that needs explanation. First two Venezuelan oil cargoes by Chevron, after the license is granted to Chevron by the U.S., departs to the U.S. What does this mean for the people of Venezuela that Chevron gets to sell oil again and that the money goes to Maduro? What does it mean?
Well, I am not sure all the money will go to Maduro. What I understand is that this is being permitted because Maduro owes Chevron $3 billion. So this is a way that Chevron is recovering the debt. Maybe a little part will go to Maduro. But parallel to that, most importantly, is that the offensive, the escalate of the American government against Maduro is really hard. If you see what has been happening in the last month, is an increase of pressure from designing or designating the Cartels of the Sun as a terrorist organization, the authorizing military to act in the Caribbean against the Cartel of the Sun, sending 4,000 troops, a destroyer, a submarine, and spy planes surrounding Maduro in the Caribbean to fight against the Cartel of the Suns. This is really what is important happening in Venezuela. The offensive, the escalate of the American government to make sure that Maduro doesn't push any more drugs to the United States. But there is a relation to Brazil here. Because if Maduro falls, which I think it could happen in the next few months because of many conditions that are getting together now, that are accumulating. If Maduro falls, it'll come out from Venezuela huge chunks of information about corruption, about the society that Maduro has with Lula, with Daniel Ortega, with the government of Cuba, and other members of the Sao Paulo Forum. And this will impact the stability of people like Lula da Silva. I mean, if inside Brazil they get to know the real criminal relation between Lula and Maduro, and that will happen if Maduro falls, then people will not want Lula to continue in the presidency. So the regime of Venezuela has a transversal effect on the rest of the continent because it is the hub of criminality and drug trafficking in Latin America.
Ernesto, I come to you because I recall Lula da Silva standing proudly, boastfully, between Maduro and Gustavo Petro. And now I see a photograph in the Reuters. Brazil in talks with Canada to revive Mercosur trade deal. Now Lula wants to be associated with Canada, with a central banker, Mark Carney, the newly elected prime minister. All of a sudden, Lula's acting... Is he acting like a Republican? Is that what he's doing? Don't blame me. I'm one of you guys. Is that what he's up to?
I think Lula is trying to safeguard some of the prestige he still has with developed countries in Europe and Canada in this case, trying to counter the a lot of the pressure that Trump is putting against his government and his regime. I don't think that's enough. This trade deal with Canada, that's an old idea. We started negotiating this before the Bolsonaro administration. We continued during the Bolsonaro administration. And now they're trying to revamp this. But I don't think that's enough because Lula is showing more and more how far he would go to protect a corrupt system in Brazil that involves all the decisions of the Supreme Court that destroyed the anti-corruption cases that that pervaded not only Brazil, but a lot of other countries in Latin America. So I think European leaders, I don't know, Mark Carney, but European leaders are not that comfortable with Lula anymore. They want to be, of course, in good terms with Trump in order to help negotiate a deal for Ukraine, for example. And Lula became toxic, I think, for world leaders who want to be in the democratic field. So to say. And at the same time, also Maduro is much more toxic, Petro becoming much more toxic too. So Lula also doesn't want to be seen with those people, but they already contaminated Lula. For good reason. So I don't see a diplomatic way out of the dire straits that Lula is in. He'll have to face off with Donald Trump and either help Brazil become a democracy again, which I don't think will help by Lula's hands, or step down at some point.
I'm speaking with Alejandro Pena Exclusive, a Venezuelan writer and commentator. He's in Europe. And Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. He's traveling. He's in Africa. When we come back, we're going to turn to the other big economy in the Americas that must succeed, Mexico. And the trouble in Mexico City with Morena, the dominant party.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.